I'll eat them up. Lots of latkes, lots of latkes, lots of latkes, lots. Let's all eat them up.
Maccabee, mac, 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 maccabee, mac, 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 maccabee, mac, 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 maccabee, mac, 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 maccabee, mac, 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 maccabee, mac, 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 mac.
Rob, okay. You sing with Rachel, and there's a lot of good singers here. You sing with me. Okay?
Can all, right. All
right. Ready?
Lots of latkes, lots of latkes, lots of latkes, lots. Let's all eat them up. Lots of latkes, lots of latkes, lots of latkes, lots.
Everybody held their own part, so give yourselves a pat on the back. That was quite excellent. Thank you so much for bringing your menorahs. I wanted to bring this tradition back this year, and it gives me such joy to see all the different family menorahs as they will drip all over the sanctuary. We're so, so excited. There is one menorah that doesn't have candles in it. It was given to me, somebody found it at an estate sale. And it's one of those oil menorahs, but it's really, really old. And so that's on there just because it was a wonderful treasure that somebody brought to me. I am delighted that you are all here tonight, despite the weather, although it was just pretty. For the second service, I hope you had fun at the first. I'm sure you did. All the children looked like they were really enjoying the cookies with the sprinkles. So welcome, welcome. This is the Great Menorah Happening, and we are glad that you are here. We are also thrilled to be celebrating Mark Shube's birthday. I'm really telling you, you get younger every time I see you, sir. So it will be an honor to have you up here. I think I've been told they're letting you have wine. Yes, for Kiddush. So, you know, we give the bar mitzvah students their choice, and they said they thought maybe at your age you could have wine. So I didn't check with you, but I'm warning you in advance, don't chug. Okay, so happy, happy birthday. I'm so excited. I'm glad that we're celebrating Shabbat together. I'm glad that we're celebrating Hanukkah together. And this service is filled with lots of music. And most of all, after Biennial and all the Jewish music that we got to hear last week, I am so glad to be here with my people on the Bima to be sharing Shabbat and listening to the two most enthusiastic Jewish voices in the Jewish world. So there, I'm clicking my heels. There's no place like home. So I'm really glad that we're celebrating Hanukkah together. We will open up with Hallelujah and Hine Ma Tov, and let's just sing our hearts out this Hanukkah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Hashama, Tehavaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rededication. The Maccabees rededicated the temple to God, and we rededicate ourselves to leading Jewish lives in a non-Jewish world. This is our time to stand up for our people and our heritage. This is our season to dedicate ourselves to the synagogue and the Jewish community. On this festival of lights, we light our menorahs and pledge to be a light unto the nations, a beacon of Jewish learning and giving for all the world. I invite everybody up for the great Hanukkah lighting. So why do we light the Hanukkah menorahs before the Shabbat candles? Because once we light the Shabbat candles, we're not supposed to light any other candles. We put the candles in right to left. We light them left to right. And we light the shamash first, and then we will start singing together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Chanukah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam she'asah nisim lavoteinu bayamim ha'ahem bazman hazeh. Now at my house we sing, candles, candles burning bright on this fourth Hanukkah night. First we light the shamash, then we light. One, two, three, four. Four candles burning on the fourth night of Hanukkah in our menorahs so bright. Four candles burning on the fourth night of Hanukkah in our menorah so bright. And as soon as this last menorah is lit, no, it's okay. We're good. Here. Well, oops, that's okay. I can handle one burnt finger. There we go. Good. Okay, good. All right, those of you who have lit your menorahs, you may be seated. Thank you. So everybody can see the light. Thank you for sharing your light with the congregation. Let's just take a minute to take it all in. Excuse me? Yes, if I am giving permission for pictures. Because isn't that amazing? It's just amazing. Wow. Ready? Thank you.
tree. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
And now as we prepare to light the Shabbat candles, it's my pleasure to, unfortunately, we have to turn the lights back on, because I could look at this all night. But I welcome Sandy Adams and Amy Epstein, who are here early setting up for all of us as we light the Hanukkah candles together. Page 3 and 4.
Hannah Senesh was a modern Maccabee. She wrote this poem after escaping from the Nazis and before she lost her life going back to save others in 1944.
Blessed is the match consumed in kindling flame. Blessed is the flame that burns in the heart's secret places.
Blessed is the heart with strength to stop its beating for honor's sake. Blessed is the match consumed in kindling flame. Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen. Just a show of hands, how many of you sang that blessing when you were growing up? There was no other candle blessing. We just took it from Hanukkah and we used it for the rest of the year. So the blessing that we use here at B'nai Shalom was from a cantor that I loved and worked with in New York. There's another blessing that's very popular in the Reform movement, but once upon a time there was only one, and that was it. We continue now with the Baruch Hu, please rise. Oh no, I'm sorry, Niyam Alel. I can't, Rabbi Rappaport has to sing Niyam Alel.
Baruch Hu et Adonai, Amen.
seated. Unless we believe that God renews the whole of creation every day, our prayers grow old and stale. Torah teaches, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The fact that the world is new to us every morning is your great faithfulness. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises. Be truthful and a person of integrity. Speak words that are kind and gentle.
Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study.
We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives.
Open up our eyes, teach us how to live. Fill our hearts with joy and all the love you have to give. Gather us in peace as you lead us to your name, and we will know that you are one. We will know that you are one.
Please rise.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim. Adonai Echad, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Ba'ed. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Ba'ed. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu
Hafta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol avavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol me'odecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibar tabam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein enecha, uchtav tam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Judah Maccabee and his followers, with God leading them on, recovered the temple and the city. So it happened that on the very day when the sanctuary had been profaned, the cleansing of the temple took place on the 25th day of Kislev. They celebrated it for 8 days with rejoicing in the manner of Sukkot, and they decreed and confirmed by vote that the entire people of the Jews should celebrate these days every year. As we were redeemed from Egypt and from Babylonian exile, so we were redeemed from the persecution that threatened our temple. Together in every age, we sing our first song of redemption. Adonai, our God, to lie down and rise up in peace. Protect us as we enter and as we leave.
Shiveinu Adonai, Eloheinu Lishalom, V'amidenu Bakeinu Lechaim, Hashkiveinu Adonai, Eloheinu Lishalom, V'amidenu Malkeinu Lechaim. Ushmor Tziteinu,
rise for the tefillah.
Adonai sefachai tivtach ufi yagita hilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu velohe avotenu v'imotenu, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, velohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, velohe Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'kone Hako, V'zocher Chaste Avot v'imahot. Umevi Gula Livne Venehem, Lema'an Shemo Bahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham V'Ezrat Sarah. We praise you, eternal God, shield of Abraham and protector of Sarah. We praise you, O God, the source of all life. Ata Gibor La'olam Adonai, Mechaye HaKol Ata Rav Lahoshia, Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, Mechaye HaKol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim Verofe Cholim Umatir Asurim, Umekayem Emunato Lishene Afar, Mi Chamocha Baal Givurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Mimit Umechaye Umatzmiach Yeshua, V'ne'eman atal hachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. We acknowledge the eternal strength and might of God as the abundant source of all life. We see God's power all around us in the miracle of life. God gives us life and God gives us strength. We ask God for help to find this strength within ourselves, to choose life, and to use our strength for good. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God, from the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us. God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are thankful. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. Of the brave band of Maccabees who fought those who defiled our temple. Thanks to their sacrifice, the land was rewon and the temple was restored for worship to the God of Israel. In many lands and ages, we have had to fight to pray and to build our sanctuaries. We have won and we have lost. We have suffered and rejoiced. We have struggled to keep alive our people and our faith. For all of our deliverances, we give thanks. For every Jewish community gathered in prayer, we are grateful.
Take a moment to look at the Hanukkah tapestry. Sometimes we take our beautiful tapestries for granted. In the center of the tapestry is Temple B'nai Shalom, with the wonderful tree that the Dettelbachs planted in front of my office that got struck by lightning and then got replaced. thank you very much. The two trees that they've planted in front of my office. And when it was so tiny each time, it just grew and it blossomed. When the tapestry was created, we put the sanctuaries of old, those that were all destroyed as victims of desecration, those from the Holocaust and even our beloved temple in Jerusalem, because we wanted to remember our past, that it is truly a miracle that we were able to build this sanctuary. And then below Temple B'nai Shalom is the other definition of sanctuary. We are taught that all of our homes should be a mikdash ma'at, a small sanctuary. And so if you look in the windows, when we crafted the tapestry, we asked them to craft all different kinds of families, families of one and two and three and four and more. And the Hanukkah menorah is in the window as commanded in the tradition that we should put our Hanukkah lights in the window. You can actually see the windowsill. So we are looking out into the community, and we look from this home as we light our menorah together. Our prayer of dedication, adapted from the dedication of Temple B'nai Shalom in 1995. Hanukkah reminds us that the modern synagogue is the symbol of the temple of old. In every place where Jews build a house of God, fulfilling the words of Torah, build for me a house that I may dwell among you. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. They join with those who fought and died to keep the temple and Judaism alive. When all is said and done, a synagogue built of brick and concrete alone cannot endure. No matter how mighty its foundation of construction, it is not the size of the social hall or the finery of the sanctuary that provides the strength the building needs to stand. The one cement that holds the synagogue together is the people who join to pray and to study and to work within its walls. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of prayer for all people. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of learning for all who seek Torah. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of gathering for all who yearn for community. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of God, and that we will be worthy to call ourselves builders and congregants. For the miracle of freedom, for the mighty acts of courage and faith, which saved our people in days of old at this season, we give thanks. We pray that strife and suffering give way to wholeness and peace. Together as one community, we send prayers of peace to every heart and every corner of our world. At a time and in this place where we are a religious minority, we pray for tolerance and understanding in a world of ignorance and persecution.
Oh,
We know that the Mishaberach at this moment in our service is a cornerstone of worship at Temple B'nai Shalom. You bring loved ones and friends and yourselves to this moment for prayers for healing, and we reach beyond our sanctuary. We don't just say the Mishaberach at our services, we say it every day for people we care for. And tonight I'm really glad to say that Donna Courtney is out of the hospital and home having Shabbat with her family. I spoke to her right before services and how grateful that she is to be home. And we are glad that she is. And we are praying for, take a look at the list, all the wonderful people on this list for whom we pray. Some of you are sitting right here. And I'm hoping and praying that each Mishaberach gave you strength and brought you comfort and offered you hope in times of pain or suffering. And I hope that the Mishaberach that you get to say for people unites you with them and in ways that really make a difference in both of your lives. So as we sing the Mishaberach together, we reach beyond our sanctuary tonight to all those in need of healing in mind or body or spirit. We send an extra Mishaberach to the parents of Sandy Hook tonight, as we will say Kaddish for all those who lost their lives. We say a Mishaberach for each and every family, for every person who was affected by that tragedy, as their broken hearts have turned into action, for all those in need of healing today and yesterday and tomorrow. We sing together.
Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imeru.
As I thought about Hanukkah this year and the need for light in our world, I remembered that I had a book on my shelf, a tiny little book somewhere on the shelves. How many Jewish children's stories do I have? I mean, Gary had to build me a house for my books. called The Christmas Menorahs, How a Town Fought Hate. It was written in 1995 about a true story that happened in 1993. Now, I have no connection to this story. Rabbi Rappaport actually knows the family in the story. So I'm telling the story based on the book. You can correct the story later. So I'm telling this story tonight because I think it's a story that was written so many years ago and still somehow has meaning for us today. Little Isaac Schnitzer was doing his math homework downstairs with his babysitter, Ms. Davis. His parents were out for the evening. They had lit the candles. It was the third night of Hanukkah, so the story goes. They had lit the candles together, and Isaac had math homework, so his parents went out, and Isaac was sitting and doing his math homework. And then all of a sudden, he heard glass smashing upstairs in his bedroom. Isaac lived in Billings, Montana, and it was freezing in December, and the house was not all that big, and they could already, he and Ms. Davis, feel the cold coming in. The Schnitzers were a Jewish family in Billings, Montana, and they had Hanukkah menorahs in every window. There was an electric menorah shining brightly in Isaac's bedroom. And Isaac and Ms. Davis went upstairs to his bedroom, and there, lo and behold, was a rock on his bed, which was under the window. And the electric menorah was smashed on his bed. You know, those orange lights were all crumbled on his sheets. And the window was broken, and the cold air was coming into the bedroom. And Ms. Davis grabbed Isaac, and they left the bedroom and closed the door and said, "We're going to call your parents right away." And of course, Isaac's parents, the Schnitzers, rushed home and took a look at what was going on and said to Isaac, "We can't touch anything. We'll call Chief Inman, the police chief." "Oh, I really like Chief Inman," Isaac said. "He came to my school. He's a really nice man." "Yes," his parents said, "but we can't touch anything." And Isaac had watched a lot of television, so he knew right away, yes, because it's a crime scene and we don't want to mess anything up. It was probably before CSI, but even kids then knew about crime scenes from television. So Chief Inman came and said to Isaac, "Isaac, go do your math homework for a while. I want to talk to your parents." It seems that the Schnitzers and some other families, Jewish families in town, had received hate letters at this time of year from a hate group that was plaguing the town. They had already vandalized the synagogue. They were attacking Native American communities. They had already sent threats to the African American church. It was not a positive time. We sometimes think we're the only ones in a hateful world, but every generation has a hateful world. And these forces of hate rise up against us, and they look for us wherever we are. And there were Jews in Billings, Montana, and therefore we were ready for desecration. Well, Chief Inman took all the photos he needed. The police investigated. But the chief was a really special person. And he said, "I can't let this happen in my town." And he decided that he would talk to people in the town about how they would combat hate, because the answer to combat hate was not to make all the menorahs go away. There had to be another answer. At home at the Schnitzer house, Isaac was having a conversation with his parents. "Let's get rid of all the menorahs. Because after all, if they don't know we're Jews, they won't throw any more rocks in the windows." That night he slept with his parents. They moved the bed the next day, cleaned up the mess, had the window repaired. The parents decided they would keep the menorahs in the windows, but they would let Isaac decide whether or not he'd put a menorah in his bedroom window. And he was struggling with the decision. He struggled the next day when he went to school to tell his friends. And one of his friends, Teresa Hanley, who knew nothing about Hanukkah, asked Isaac about Hanukkah, and Isaac told them the story, that it was a story of religious persecution and how he had been persecuted just the night before. And the students said, we need to do something. But it was Chief Inman and the family friend, Margaret McDonald, that really came up with the idea. And then Billings did something amazing. From the newspaper to the community to the churches, they did something transformative. Chief Inman said to the community, we cannot allow the forces of hate to take over. And their family friend and community leader, Margaret McDonald, came up with an idea. What if we did what the Danes did? She had remembered from church the story, which is mostly a fiction, but it's a precious story in our family, the story of King Christian, who put on the Jewish star when the Nazis made all the Danes put on Jewish stars, to say we are all Danes. And if we are Jews to be persecuted, then we are all Jews. And so all the Jews of Denmark put on the yellow star, so that the Nazis wouldn't know who was Jewish and who wasn't. And Gary and I have been supporters of Denmark ever since Denmark saved almost every Jew in the country, as opposed to other countries that gave up their Jews. So Margaret remembered this story from her childhood, and she said at a community meeting, we need to do what the Danish Jews did. What the Danes did for their Jews. We all need to put menorahs in our window. The newspaper published a menorah that people could hang up in their windows, and at the meeting, they handed out menorahs. And people were asked, beside their Christmas trees, in their front windows, to hand out the menorahs and to place the menorahs. Some people actually made copies and placed a menorah in every one of their windows in Billings, Montana. And you could see the Christmas trees, and you could see the menorahs. And it was very exciting. And Isaac, who was really scared, Lynn, could you hand these out for me on the other side of the sanctuary? Thank you. Isaac, who was really scared and didn't want to put the menorah back in his window, got in the car with his mom. And his mom took Isaac around town. And Isaac said, oh my goodness, Mom, look, everybody's got a menorah in their window. And at his friend Teresa Hanley's house, Teresa wanted her family to put up menorahs in their window. Her family really didn't know much about Jews. And her mom said, okay, Teresa, you can tell us all about Hanukkah at the dinner table and we'll make the decision together. The entire town, all the churches, everyone put up menorahs in their window. They were saying to the hate, no, we are not going to give in to the hate. We are going to give in to love. And then Teresa and her family looked up in the encyclopedia what Hanukkah was, and they made their own menorah. And Teresa made a big sign for her window that said, dear Isaac, the Hanley family stands with you. A friend from school. And the teacher used it as an opportunity to say, you know, the Native American child who is ostracized in gym class, or the African American child that you're not inviting to lunch at your table, Isaac isn't the only one who's faced discrimination. But a whole town. In 1993, in Billings, Montana, of all places, put menorahs in their window. And Isaac's mother drove him around, and he was so happy. And then he got to Teresa's house, and he saw the sign, Dear Isaac. And Isaac said, Mom, we have to do something to thank the town. So Isaac went home and made this big, big sign. It said, Dear Billings, Montana, thank you for caring about my family. And Isaac felt better about being Jewish in this town that stood up for its Jews. Until I read the story, I really didn't know there were Jews in Billings, Montana, let's face it. When Rabbi Rappaport came here, I really didn't even know where Idaho was. I had to look it up on a map. But the story is as real today. It's the story of Charlottesville when the police department said, "We can't protect you, synagogue." And little old ladies from the local church, one 75-year-old lady, went and stood in front of the synagogue. It's the story of standing up as a person of faith, not because somebody tells you to, and not because anybody is collectively pushing you to, but because inside you burns a candle that says, "This is not okay." Light one candle. Now, the Christmas of Billings, Montana was interesting because Hanukkah came and went and the people did not take their menorahs down from the windows. And I think they probably thought Hanukkah was a month long. But it was a statement that as we observe our holiday, we will stand beside our Jews in the community. And you know what happened? No more rocks were thrown through windows. And the hate mongers somehow crawled back into their holes where they belong. Each one of us can use Hanukkah as an opportunity to light a light. It's not my place to tell you where you light that light. All I can tell you is if they could put up menorahs in Billings, if you don't have a menorah in your window because you're afraid, go home and don't be afraid. And if you didn't put your menorah out because you were just too tired, I don't even know where our electric menorah is because it was a crazy week and we came back from biennial, but we're going to go home and put it in the window before people show up for latke and learn tomorrow. Light your candle. Remember Billings. Remember Charlottesville. And remember Isaac. It is never easy to be the one who's persecuted, but it is a lot easier when there's someone out there who stands with you, even if they don't understand everything about you. Light your candle. Happy Hanukkah.
Of ages, let our song praise your saving power. You amid the raging foes were our sheltering power. Furious they assailed us, but you appearing, which we'll see.
Yeshuati Lechana Elishabeha Tikon Beitefilati Visham Tudan Isabeha
of wonderful people here, so I'd like to invite the cooks and the knitters to come up and open the ark for Aleinu. Come on up. Please rise, page 17. We read together. Each of us has a name given by the source of life and given by our parents. Each of us has a name given by our stature and given by our smile and given by what we wear. Each of us has a name given by the mountains and given by our walk. Each of us has a name given by the stars and given by our neighbors. Each of us has a name given by our sins and given by our longing. Each of us has a name given by our enemies and given by our love. Each of us has a name given by our celebrations and given by our work. Each of us has a name given by the seasons and given by our blindness. Each of us has a name given by the sea and given by death. At this time in our service, we remember all of our beloved members who have died in the past year. Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, and Susan Feidelman. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and their families. Harold Simpson, uncle of Jamie Adams. Bernard Dolberg, father of David Dolberg. Ethel Bagelman, grandmother of Andrew Glicklin. Michael Tomaszpolski, cousin of Irene Kaznacki. Harvey Fader, our family's beloved friend. Phil Katz, relative of Gary Cohen. and we mourn our beloved member, father of Steve, Sheldon Miller. And we mark the end of our year of mourning this Shabbat for Laura Schick, wife of Wade, mother of Joe and Sarah. And Sunday, when we stand at the cemetery and have her unveiling, we will be surrounded by wonderful memories and so much love and an every day of Kaddish. She will never be forgotten. She lives in all of our hearts. And I hope you know, Wade, that we're all here to continue to take care of you, as I promised her. And she would love nothing more than having her first Yahrzeit with Hanukkah candles burning. How beautiful is that? We will remember her forever. We also remember Ruth Jacksier, Jerome Cohen, Penny Denton, Herbert Denton, Lenny Epstein, Leonard Gaynor, Jack Gerber, Jason Goldfeder, Rebecca Jacob, Adam Goldblatt, Judy Kolar, Sybil Hart Cooper, Saul Myers, Jim Merck, Saul Novak, Rip Taggart, Gary Brown, Joyce Liftman, Betty Sharp, Sydney Zimmerman, Wendell Cook, Donald Hinchey, Davida Levitt, Ann Pressman, Meyer Pressman, Lester Rothschild, Rosalind Tashman, Margarita Arnoldi, Alan Joyce, Florence Sachs Nijinsky, Louis Warm, Nate Elowitz, Martha Aludo, Samuel Glickstein, Arthur Gold, Natalie Karp, Barbara Weltman, Ruth Graner, Robert Gurman, Daniel Harris, Tom James, Sally Lomas, Bruce Miller, and all those who died, the 20 children and 6 adults who died in Sandy Hook. Forever and always, may all of their memories be a blessing. Zichronam livracha. We take into our hearts all those we have loved and lost, all those whose candle burns brightly in our hearts and is never extinguished. And we take into our hearts all those who have no one to remember them because their families were extinguished. And so we rise for the Kaddish on page 19. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'yalma divra chirute v'yamlich machute v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael v'agalau v'izman kariv v'yamru amen. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Leolam Olmei Olmaya Yitbarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitramam V'yitnaseh V'yitadar V'yitaleh V'yitalal Shmei Dekudshab Rechu Le'ela Min Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechamata Damiran V'yalma V'yimru Amen Yehei Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chayim Aleinu V'yal Kol Yisrael Bimru Amen. O se shalom bimromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Bimru Amen. Bimru, bimru, bimru Amen. Bimru, bimru, bimru. You may be seated. It is my privilege to welcome the Shubes to the Bima as I have the privilege of blessing my beloved Mark. Come on up. Psalm 90 says, the span of our life is 70 years, or given strength 80 years. But the best of those years have trouble and sorrow. They pass by speedily. Teach us to number our days that we may attain a heart of wisdom. O God, this beautiful and wonderful man has been blessed with 80 years. And all of us who love and cherish you, thank God for each and every one of them. You and I bonded over the Mishaberach. And I looked into your eyes as we sang that Mishaberach. And I asked God to give you life, not just any life, a life of strength beside this beautiful bride, a life that would be surrounded by family, a life in community. And God answered our prayers. And you have celebrated this 80th birthday surrounded by all the people who love you. And now we're lighting candles for you.
More than 80 there,
I think. I didn't count. It is my hope and my prayer that God continues to bless your life. You've already been blessed with love, with a wonderful partner and beautiful children and grandchildren, growing up even here at B'nai Shalom. Mm-hmm. But I ask God to give you health and to continue to let you bless our lives, which you do each and every day. And so an 80th birthday is a Shehecheyanu moment. We thank God for living this many years and living in health. Most of all, I thank God for answering my prayers for your help each and every day. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shehecheyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who has given Mark life, sustained him in this beautiful life, and enabled him to reach this monumental birthday in health and in love. And we all say, Amen. Simin tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, simin tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, simin tov, simin tov. We rise for Kiddush on page 20 as we raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kodesho b'ahava uv'ratzon im tfilah. Zikaron lema'aseh bereishit, ki hu yom tefillah lemikra ekodesh, zeker letziat mitzrayim, ki vanu bacharta, ve'otanu kidashta, mikol. I ask everyone now to join Mark up here if you have a December birthday or anniversary. Come on down. Okay. So the Berkowitzes are celebrating 29 years. Frank Cohn is older than I am again. The Ranas are celebrating 38 years. Who else is up here with an anniversary?
You were hugging the wrong woman.
It's okay.
Glicklins are celebrating 15. You're the babies of the group. And those of you who celebrate birthdays, we don't ask, right? So stay right there. Stay right there. We're going to say motzi together after I bless you. I hope and pray that your birthdays, anniversaries, are moments of great joy and celebration. You live and you love and you share and you sacrifice and you do so much. And each of you brings blessing to this community. Always know how much blessing you bring. And it always gives me so much joy, Frank, that when December comes, he's older. It's so good. Thank you, Ruth. And so because Frank is up here, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, may God bless you and keep you wherever you go and whatever you do, and may this year be filled with health and happiness and most of all love. And we all say, Amen.
Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch Adonai.
You can take one for Andrew.
Let him know.
You may be seated. It's my pleasure to call upon our beloved treasurer, Neil Seiden, who works tirelessly for our congregation, and we are so very grateful.
Shabbat Shalom, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah, Sameach. So David Charrington is supposed to have been giving announcements tonight, and I'm not David. He is unfortunately home nursing a cold, so we wish him a speedy recovery. And you already know who I am. In fact, I think I know everybody for the first time. I can say I know everybody in the congregation tonight, so that's great. I'm so pleased to see everybody made it through the cold and the snow. Really wasn't that bad, but be careful for black ice on the way home. And we're in our warm and inviting and enlightened sanctuary tonight. Thank you, Rabbi Pearl and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship, and Rob and Rachel for your gifts of music. It was so beautiful to see the lights of the menorah. We've already talked about that. It's a great tradition, and I hope we continue that maybe. A few upcoming highlights, but actually, I think you all know these, so I'm not going to even go over them. I will just comment quickly for the couple of you that are in the congregation that may be interested into the TBS game day on the 25th. TBS will bring the Chinese food and you bring your favorite games, a fun event for the whole family and people of all ages. Please RSVP to Jim Sturm so we know how many fortune cookies to order. This is Rabbi Perlin's last Shabbat with us as she and Gary prepare for their final sabbatical adventure. The Perlins return on 15th of February 2018. Hard to believe we're saying that. A safe journey, Rabbi and Gary, but we know we're in great hands with Rabbi Rappaport at the helm during the Perlins' absence. Before I conclude and let you get to Onig, I wanted to briefly mention that 13 of your fellow congregants, including me, attended the Union for Reform Judaism's biennial, military guy, you can't tell that. Along with 6,000 of our closest Jewish friends from North America and the UK. This was my first biennial that I attended, and what an experience. My only regret is that I hadn't gone to one before. The prayer services were spiritual and moving. The learning experience was phenomenal and inspirational. And the Jewish music and the overall experience was just plain awesome. With the other folks that attended, we'll be getting together, debriefing each other, and we'll be looking for ways to bring some of our experience and some of our knowledge here to strengthen an already very strong TBS. In 2019, the biennial will be in Chicago. 2021, it'll be here in DC area at the National Harbor. And I really encourage you to think about going to one of those in the future. If you're new to Temple B'nai Shalom, and I don't see anybody new, if you have any questions, Saul and Fern, raise your hands, are our membership representatives tonight, and they would love to speak with you. But again, I think everyone's here. I wish you a very peaceful Shabbat, a good weekend next, and a good week next week. Shabbat Shalom and Happy Hanukkah.
So different people in our congregation have different favorite songs. When I sent out the service outline earlier in the week, the line from Rob was, "Light one candle!" exclamation point. So Rob, this is for you. You have to do it for yourself, but that's right, okay. Right. Page 21.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children. Give thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the pain they endured as their right to exist was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand. Light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. Light one candle for those who are suffering the pain we learned so long ago. Light one candle for all we believe in, let anger not tear us apart. Light one candle to bind us together, with peace as the light in our heart. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. What is the memory that's valued so highly that we keep it alive in that flame? What's that commitment to those who have died when we cry out they've not died in vain? We have come this far always believing that justice will somehow prevail. This is the pardon and this is the promise, and this is why we will not fail. Don't let the light go out, it's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out, let it shine through our love and our tears. Don't let the light go out, don't let the light go out, don't let the light go out.
Please rise. May we be inspired by the courage of our ancestors to light the way for others now and into the future. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha, may you be blessed with the strength to spread the light of kindness, of respect, of righteousness in your home and in your community. As you yourself are a beacon of Jewish values, may your good words and actions in the world bring warmth and light to your own heart and soul. Happy Hanukkah, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.